My name is John Erling, and today's date is December 7th, 2022. Sir Charlie, would you state your full name, please?
Charles Corey Stevenson, Jr.
Where are we recording this interview?
In my office in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Your birth date?
October 17, 1936.
And your present age would be?
86.
I have to mention, because December 7th is such a famous date, December 7th of 1941, when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, and you would have been about 5 years old, I suppose, in 1941.
Correct.
Have you been told stories even five-year-olds might remember something, and or did your family get affected by that?
Well, I had two uncles who served in the Army during World War II. My dad did not. He is one of three brothers from my granddad. He stayed in Antlers and worked with the family at that point in time. But my granddad, during 1941, served in Oklahoma on the legislature. He wrote diaries all the time. He was a Presbyterian preacher. So he wrote a diary that he gave to me for the year 1941, which had some of his comments about the start of the war and his thoughts about that.
What was his name?
Ebenezer Hotchkin.
He served in our state legislature.
He did.
In the 40s.
1940s, 41. I don't know how many years he served. He was there at that time. I think he was probably in the legislature about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. He was representing the Antlers area?
Probably.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what maybe Durant.
Yeah, what a treasure to have that diary coming from him.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. So where were you born?
I was born in Sherman, Texas. My folks lived in Antlers, and we had relatives in Sherman. At the time, in 1936, didn't have a hospital in Antlers, so my mother went to stay with some of her sisters, and after I was born, we came back to Antlers.
Okay. So let's talk about your mother, her name, maiden name, where she came from, and that type of thing.
Well, my mother's maiden name was Mary Lloyd Hotchkin, and she was obviously born to my grandfather, Ebenezer Hotchkin, and his wife, Mariar. And he was a Presbyterian preacher. And she was born, I think, in Durant at that time, when he was serving as a pastor and also was starting one of the schools there in Durant.
So she grew up then in the Durant area?
Yes.
What was her personality like? How did you see her?
Well, she was a very loving mother. I was the only child, so they took care of me pretty well. You know, she was a homemaker. My dad worked at the grocery store. You know, she did all the work around the house and loved to play cards and had a little knit shop she did. We had a good, happy family.
Yeah. Your father's name?
Dad's name was Charles Corey Stevenson.
And then he grew up in that area as well?
Yes. My grandfather came to Antlers in 1907.
Statehood day year.
Statehood year. He started a livery stable, and then he joined his cousin, and started a grocery store in Antlers.
Okay, so then your father worked in that grocery store.
He did. All of my grandfather and grandmother had three sons. My father was the middle son. And after they all had various jobs, they ended up coming back to Antlers and working in the grocery store. So it was the family business.
The personality of your father, what was he like?
He was probably the entrepreneur of the family. He was outgoing. He was a great father. He paid a lot of attention to what I did and very helpful. He had me start working at the grocery store when I think I was about 8 years old, stocking shelves and sweeping out. But we had a very close family. And it wasn't just my folks. It was the whole Stevenson family. They were very religious. We would all get together at least once a month on Sundays to have lunch and spend the day together. And they all worked together at the grocery store. Never heard a cross word spoken among our family. They were all a great family to grow up around. They taught me my work ethic and what it was like to grow up in a close family.
What was the name of the grocery store?
S&S Grocery. For Stevenson and Sons.
All right. And that was in Antlers.
It was.
So then you're describing your family at that time. I'm going to put it, was it poor, middle class, wealthy? Where do you think you would have fallen?
Probably middle class. The family grocery store provided the livelihood for four families. You know, we never had a lot, but we never seemed to want for things.
Right.
I wouldn't say there were wealthy people in Antlers. There were some that were a little bit above middle class, I think. Antlers was a fairly rural town. It had about 2,500 people. It was a county seat of Pushmataha County. So on the weekends, all the people that lived outside of town would come in and they get the paychecks from the government and spend their money and pay their bills and have a party on Saturday night.
Right. So Antlers is down in the southeastern part of Oklahoma.
It is.
In the what's known as Little Dixie area, right?
That is correct.
Right. Do you know how Antlers got its name? It's got to be deer related somehow.
Well, it is. When Antlers was first founded, there was a stream. I guess you could call it a stream. Right above, there was a big tree, and there was an antlers tacked on to the side of that tree. And so they called the community when it first started Antlers.
Okay.
That was a spring, and that was where people came to get their water.
So what does a young boy do for fun in that town if he's not working?
Well, you could even work and have fun when I was growing up.
Excuse me. Good point.
Well, I had quite a few friends, and I grew up in Antlers, and I had friends before I started the school. I met more friends in school, and there was a group of us, probably six or eight, that ran together all the time. Well, as we were growing up, we would, you know, have bicycles. We'd go out and we'd go fishing, take our BB guns and shoot at things. And then as we got older and we had cars, well, we would drive around and date the girls and have fun.
Right. What about the cars? Remember what kind of make and model or cars that you might have?
Oh, yeah. There were Fords, Chevrolets, Pontiacs, Buicks. Those probably were the main ones, and they were all different back in the 1950s. And they were pretty cars.
Yeah.
They were fun.
You remember the first car you ever actually had?
I never had a car. I married a car. But my granddad, he would live with us from time to time, he and my grandmother, as he was moving around being pastors of different churches. And he had an old 1937 Ford. I used that Ford when I started dating and driving around. So